promises is all I heard out of your mouth. And now you wanna walk away, boy.
And tear down these walls of this house.
And tear down the walls in this house. You used to tell me sweet things.
Sweet things in the world.
Sweet things in the morning time. And all you do is hurt me.
Oh no.
And think that everything is fine. You better be careful what you say to me.
Cause y'all know why?
Cause it might turn around on you.
Oh, bitch, you better be careful what you do to me.
Cause somebody might
do it to you.
Now who was there for you when your ass was out of work?
That's when you tell a nigga. Taking little man to church. Leave his ass.
So quick to hang up the phone.
When I step in the room. Then you wanna turn it all around.
Then you wanna turn it all around.
Like the wrong hook.
I'm getting tired of playing fool. You better be careful what you say to me. Cause it might turn around.
You better be careful what you do
to me. Cause somebody might do it to you.
That should
be you. What's he, y'all? It's your girl, Miss Ayana Ebony, with an early morning. Feel it go real it ass, T-Girl. Here to talk to you guys about everything in the 504, everything that gotta do with teasing. This morning, the bitches is in their motherfucking feelings. And I'm just saying, y'all, it's an early morning. Some of y'all on the way to the airport. Some of y'all just coming from y'all side piece's house. Some of y'all just washed that nut out y'all mouth. But it's all right, because it's T-Girls and that's how we do. You know, this song from R. Kelly is... years old. Shout out to R. Kelly. But it's one of the truest things people need to learn and understand. Be careful what you do. Because, bitch, it might turn around on your ass. You can sit down and play a game. But you can't take. That's the one thing I hate. And when it comes down to the breakdown of all breakdowns, can't nobody give me the motherfucking tea like Shorty Pimp Him and motherfucking self. What's your tea, Uncle Shorty?
What's going on?
You know, for dangling early in the morning, you know. In life, what would you have to say on your rendition of karma?
She sleep with you.
Every night?
Sometimes.
And a pussy good. Damn. I don't want me karma. Give me Karuchi. Mark what you do and what you say in life, because you never know. Your actions are the reason why things are the way that they are. You can't blame everything and everybody else. You have to give self-blame to your wrongdoing. Because that's the only way you can be a better person, a better friend, a better lover, a better humpta dumpta. I'm more of a person where I see people for who they are, what they are, and what they want to be. So if you give me dog ass hope, give you dog even hope. Now that's what some people cannot take in society, especially gay society, is dishing and taking. You know, a person can feel they can comment on what needs to be changed about other people, but when it comes down to somebody trying to change them, oh, it's a block out move. So you don't do people like people do. Bitch, you do better. Because first of all, bitch, if you're going to do something on me, I'm going to get you back, bitch. Oh, your style is petty compared to what I'm going to do. Shout out to the Wee Man. Shaba, abar, ta ta ta. Teach you some wicka wicka. And that was my favorite R. Kelly. I feel so sorry to call R. Kelly again. Kelly. No, not Raquel. Oh, that's another one of my favorite songs, y'all. That's Thug Holiday by Trick Daddy. One of the realest songs, I think. Him as an artist that ever did that I fancy. It was beautiful. One of the girls from Escape. I forgot her name. What's her name? One of the girls from Escape. I guess a nigga wouldn't have none, but when I think about it, where would I be without my gun? A nigga couldn't run. When I always pray for the sun, life is crazy. Sometimes I even think the same thing. I've been waiting on freedom in hell, but ain't a thing changed.
These are the mistakes I'm fucking stupid.
But as y'all should know, New Orleans is growing. I think I look good. Business, everybody's trying to move, shake, and do things. And one thing I will sit there and tell everybody is to just like the soldiers. Yeah, my mic went over here. If anything that I would have any advice to tell you guys is everybody blossoms. Some blossom early, some blossom late. In life, if you're surrounded by people and life becomes a competitional base of living, there's no competition amongst love. There's no competition amongst friends. Longevity. That's what we learn in life, that people make things out of things that they shouldn't even be. Because in the end, you have to think about what you're surrounding life about. You know, who are you surrounding? Because first of all, a smart bitch, they're going to rock with the winning team. You know, I know some people, we are all stubborn in our own rights, especially as like doing things on our own. I'm a bitch, well, I want your teacher. I want to learn them out. But what you learn in life is sometimes sitting, understanding, and comprehending the fact that I might not have this exterior, or this person might have a strong exterior at that. Hey, I'm not going to mop, slop, or hate. I'm going to try to encourage, inspire, and learn throughout the process, because that's how real people get through real things. And it's not just LBGT life. This is full life, period. Because I would never stand with a trophy in my left hand and a knife in my right hand. Or rub somebody's back and, you know, like confidence or strength and knock down. Because that's how people turn it easily into competition-based things in life. I've been in personal situations. I've learned that you and a person might like the same thing. There's nothing wrong with that. Y'all might have y'all same eras of something y'all want to do. And you might want to go this way with it. And that person might want to go that way with it. What you have to do is understand, for one, you can grow with someone together. Grow, learn from each other. Or spend 10,000 times more time hurting. And that's one of the greatest things you can learn about life, is that people need to understand in life, everyone is not your competition. Everyone's not your enemy. Everyone's not your... No, it's not like that everywhere in the world, because there are people that are genuinely give love. And when it comes down to the end, that's when you learn that who's gonna be there. Regardless of anything you go through with friends, family, life, everything is that last day. How and who do you want to spend it with? Me personally, three punks. Jock straps, bottle of Fireball, And I won't play on people's phone. Right before I die. I'm telling y'all. Y'all think I'm playing, but I'm serious. I want to prank call about four people and curse them out. To let them all know I'm coming home.
Baby, baby. I want to know.
I'm fine. Y'all want to know about that just early.
Last night
I wrote you a letter.
Saw you standing, and I saw
now, if you guys actually want to see Mr. Spectacular himself performing this 1-2 number by Tevin Campbell, yes, God, you can go on to his social medias where it is posted of him getting down, bitch. So the diggity dog.
You must be hungry,
woo!
I had a special guest this weekend.
This week's special guest. Mr. Tracy Spectacular will be hosting his benefit.
Miss Tracy will be my special guest.
The quarter man.
Yes.
Oh, so y'all know what the 504 giving now. Now, y'all done heard me so mention the quarter man name a few times now. But we will have Miss Tracy Quartermain jumping on the stage representing for Mr. and Mrs. Spectacular pageantry system. If you guys don't know and need to know, well, bitch, I'm about to let you know. Mr. and Mrs. Spectacular Pageantry System is a system that is built off of love. A system created by Mr. Spectacular himself to give that extra flair of what other pageantry systems don't give. It's a family worth being a part of because you learn that it's a family. It's small, you know, it's building and it's growing and we only can get better within it. I was the very first and Meredith, Miss Spectacular newcomer, and what you learn about these type of situations, you are in it's a road. And the strength in it is who can last in that road. Let me tell y'all, like, I would rather be in the beginning of a legacy than the end of it. And it's an honor to be withheld to be the very first ever Miss Spectacular. My indubitably honor. Advocacy I preached on was my main thing with it. We did a lot of fun shit. And it was a lot of learning because, like I said, it's a new and growing system in which we had to learn a lot of shit that we didn't really, you know, didn't know. But I'm glad of the platform, and it only can grow. You only can grow. You only can add on and add on and add on until that foundation is, you know, slick, slick, and slick. And they're growing, you know. I got to do a lot of things I really never even imagined me doing. We fed the homeless, gave shelter. We basically were stand out people during the rain, and I'm happy to say that I got to bless people with the blessings that I had got around that time. And giving is the greatest gift. We did paintings for the Girls and Boys Town of New Orleans. We repped. We even walked on Bourbon Street. I must say, God bless Bourbon Street. And it's about that, and that's kind of what the Spectacular family is about, you guys. And that's something that I think all of you need to get into. You know, if you are newcomers, remember, this is a new system starting, and you might be a newcomer. You might have thought you never could, but don't never let somebody tell you that you can't.
You can.
Because can't isn't in our dictionary.
Yeah, I don't even know it. Why do you mean?
You know, and it's a fully open system. The system is open to all of the LBGT welcome to compete. Everyone gets to be spectacular. Everyone gets to, you know, show their own aesthetic. And it's not about being a cliche pageant kid or, you know, oh, I'll never look like this one, I'll never look like that. No, it's Spectacular's pageantry system is about being you. Being spectacular, being different, being the standout kid. It's about not being so conformed into what you're doing. And that is a part of a family that I think everyone needs to experience. and also to all of the pageantry systems that are interested in the pageantry system or seeing meeting greeting with the CEO owner or the current reignings, I ask that you contact Mr. Spectacular Rude Boy Ebony on all of his social medias. Y'all know all you gotta go do is click on my page and you gonna see something with Mr. Spectacular in it, bitch. Y'all, he got every video, oh god, every picture, fuck, damn, shit. Love it. Joan Rivers, love it, bitch. And that's something that you guys need to do, because like I said, it's a new system and it's growing. Now, T-Girl T's, who's coming in their battle? Because you know what they say, you know, that first round is a doozy. And I'm just hoping that, you know, a lot of sneak ups come in. You know, everything will be laced on place, you know. Hey, damn. And if you already know, one spectacular, always spectacular. So I'm real excited to find out who's going to be competing, who's going to be in this. I got a little 1-2, you know. But I ain't going, you know, them girls told me not to say their name. But I ain't going to say their name.
I'm going
to be. Girl, look, spectacular doing it. The girl said, hang up, y'all. Coach, your wreck, she draws. Yeah. Who is that? Who is Tristan? Oh. That's on. Oh, y'all heard that? I don't think y'all heard that. Cause, you know, if he's on, let's be dead, you know. I don't know. Even though he back in Florida, I talked to him the other day. I ain't gonna tell y'all what we was talking about, but we was talking about some stuff. It was nasty. But I don't know. You ready? I know I'm ready.
I'm ready. Look
at mom. Yep. And venturing out and being a strong competitor, y'all. Continental was a fucking frenzy. For those of you who don't know what Continental is, it's one of the biggest national pageantry systems that there is. And some of the greatest people have competed for that title and graced it and won. One of my favorite entertainers of all time, the lovely, the incomparable Miss Tommy Ross. That's my girl. Yeah. Who else did it? Nicole Love Dupree. Chantel DeMarco. Mimi Marks. Erica Andrews. These are legendary, iconic entertainers, and they just had a pageantry system that was fucking phenomenal. Oh my god. Now, I heard it's some type of like speculation about that happened with this dress that the girls are hating on. Yeah. Let me tell y'all something.
That dress is cute.
The girl dress is blue. To you, it might not have been good form. Because, you know, black people do look at bodies a different way as white people do. Right. You know, it's no see, no shade, nothing on a racist kick. If you ask me, I want guard. You ask somebody else, they say she should have had more pads on. It ain't been her titties funny. Don't knock that girl because that girl came and wore that ass out. I'm just saying. Don't shade that beautiful lady. Because your friend didn't win. Your friend didn't place. You know, it's the Continental way. Would I ever compete? Woo! I do a little one too. Continental is definitely a family that everybody dreams and aspires to be a part of. And they men are so fucking fine. Oh, they so fine. But see that Westland?
You give me.
Every year, y'all, Westland ups the ante on the prize, on the everything. All I can say is, bitch, it's going down. And also in news of news of news, y'all know what I told y'all about. It's the Friday Night Light Show. The Friday Night Light Show is to basically show people who's not from New Orleans what New Orleans does, how New Orleans does it, in a full-on productional base. I started it like 2 weeks ago. Feedback has been good. People are really, really loving the whole jump in and do it, cut up. We had fun doing it. Shout out to Ronnie. Ronnie did a great job. I'm so proud of him. But it's basically showcasing these entertainers that don't get the chance to hit the stage very often. Or the ones who don't get the bookings. There are more entertainers in the city and state of New Orleans than the ones that you see on a regular fucking every week for the rest of your life. So y'all already know the Friday Night Light Show is going down. There's always somebody new who's doing something new, who's doing something true. What else they got on the thing tonight?
Step into my dressing room, man.
Miss Butchie Banks, Noah's coming to eat it up.
Mr. Scar.
Scar.
Yes, Scar.
Just Scar. Cha-ching.
It's really sexy.
The Cella. I don't know. You know Cella gives a bitch. So, between Todd and Miss Noel, somebody gonna kick off. I don't know. Somebody gonna do a split. Somebody gonna do a backflip. Somebody might strap. I don't know who about to eat it. But y'all know we go two. Two girls, two boys. And we let the kids showcase who the fuck they are. There's always a good old gag prize. And the gag prize always is. The biggest judge of all judges is the one, the only, my who loves me so dearly. And I love her because she loves me. My mother. Because if anybody knows my mother, she is the hugest fan of lip singing, baby. She used to be at Seals back in the day, tipping the girls. And she's been at home doing all the hiatus thing. And I was giving her something to do since she can't do as much as she was doing. So shout outs and prayers go out to my mom. I love you. Girl, I already know you listen. Blah, bingo. Yes. So y'all make sure y'all don't know what y'all might find up saying. If y'all seen 5 Heartbeats last time, bitch, girl, you might see School Days, bitch. You might see Set It Off. I might be coming out there with some braids like TT, bitch. You never know. But you better understand it.
Understanding is what I need.
That's all I need. And some money. And
do what you wanna
his
do.
Insurance policy. Yeah. Let's see how much we is on time, y'all. Cause y'all already know I will be talking my ass off, bitch. You want it. Like I said, y'all, tonight is going down. Social media flyers will trail and have to be posted. And will be posted about the show tonight. Hosting the show tonight will be no other than the lovely me, myself, who I get your life. It's going down. We're going to do a little cut up. Y'all don't know what the surprises might be, what the pop-up box is going to withhold, or who's going to get the surprise phone call from the spectacular. So we ask y'all to like, share, spread the anchor word that T-Girls is cutting up on the video cast tonight. And the girls gotta just get it. Cause I think, you know, we need a little glam, shorty. They didn't need a little poof.
They need to be clean and beautiful.
Follow all the fiddly D.
Be like Mrs. Delphine.
That part. Woo! Y'all with the whipped cream on their face.
We here.
Cause y'all know what they say. They are those who talk and those who show. So let's see what my family pulls together. I am your hostess with the mostest, who give you nothing but love from above, honey. And the one thing I could tell you is, if they didn't know how to love you, honey, that means because nobody ain't never taught them. So guess what you do? Love your damn self. I am once again Miss Ayanna Nicole Sinclair, also filling in for Lee. Lola is her father, the one, the only, the awesome, the sexy, the debonair Mr. Spectacular himself. Telling you guys to love yourself, love family, and love friends. Because in the end, who can I run to when I need love? T-Girls out.